Part 3. Listen to the lecture. Make notes on the notepad. Do not use more than 3 words for each note. First, look at the notes. The first one is done for you. You will hear the lecture twice.
Today I'd like to give you all some tips on saving money. The fact is that most of us don't have that much money. So what are the ways of making it go further? Well, the first thing is switch it off. Everything that uses electricity, gas, and so on. If you're not using it, switch it off. Don't leave lights on or your television on standby. And when you have shut your computer down, turn off the monitor. It's the same with water. Don't leave it running if you can possibly help it. For example, when you are brushing your teeth. Did you know that automatic dishwashers waste lots of water? And putting a brick in your toilet system means it doesn't fill completely, so you save water. Walk where you can, instead of taking the car, or a taxi, bus, or train, you'll also get fitter and healthier. When you shop, buy older fruit and vegetables. They're usually cheaper. Use them in stews. Buy other staples, such as rice or potatoes, which are all cheap and are the basis for most meals. Save money on entertainment. Borrow movies and music from your public library. It's sometimes free, and you will be surprised how much you can save.
Part 3.
Today I'd like to give you all some tips on saving money. The fact is that most of us don't have that much money. So, what are the ways of making it go further? Well, the first thing is switch it off. Everything that uses electricity, gas, and so on. If you're not using it, switch it off. Don't leave lights on or your television on standby. And when you have shut your computer down, turn off the monitor. It's the same with water. Don't leave it running if you can possibly help it. For example, when you are brushing your teeth. Did you know that automatic dishwashers waste lots of water? And putting a brick in your toilet system means it doesn't fill completely, so you save water. Walk where you can, instead of taking the car, or a taxi, bus, or train. You'll also get fitter and healthier. When you shop, buy older fruit and vegetables. They're usually cheaper. Use them in stews. Buy other staples, such as rice or potatoes, which are all cheap and are the basis for most meals. Save money on entertainment. Borrow movies and music from your public library. It's sometimes free, and you will be surprised how much you can save.
That is the end of Part 3.